teachers are as different as kids are. And so I don't think there's a single way to start. I think it's important to understand that anything that's worthwhile is not something that's accomplished overnight. And I'm afraid that sometimes teachers feel that we only have two choices, do everything right tomorrow or just forget it. And it's smart, I think, to think in terms of teaching, actually, but certainly differentiation more as a marathon than as a sprint. And so beginning in small ways and making sure that you're purposeful in doing some small things, not waiting for the cataclysm to happen, but are moving at a measured pace makes many teachers feel much better. The sense that they could master some things this semester and then add a few more things next semester and a few more things the semester after that, I think is reassuring, as opposed to teachers feeling that suddenly they're supposed to change everything in their world instantly. I think it's also helpful for some people who are looking for a particular starting point to begin with formative assessments, giving kids pre-assessments before units begin and examining what you see, giving students formative ongoing assessments as teaching and learning progress and seeing what materializes. Sometimes it works better for people to start where they see the greatest need. On the other hand, I think it's perfectly defensible for a teacher to say, I'm going to start where I feel the most comfortable, and I'm not trying to learn the content at the same time I'm trying to learn new ways of thinking about it, so I'm just going to start where I think I can succeed the most. I think some teachers might do well in middle or high school to begin differentiating with the class that's the easiest for them to teach. In other words, the class where they feel that the students are most likely to roll with them and work with them effectively. You find teachers just all over the place, and what seems like the right starting place for one may not be for another.